Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning to share something in addition to the morning announcements. Let me begin by saying quite sincerely that it's a real privilege to serve as your president, to help lead a religious community that began here in Nashua, then called Dunstable, back in 1826. During the discussion that was part of our congregational meeting in early February, Kim Steele reflected on the differences between the community and the role of the church in people's lives then and now. It's hard to get a sense of what life was like that many years ago. That was before my ancestors arrived in this country, and it was before the development of electric power, cars, airplanes, radio, TV, phones, much less cell phones, computers, the internet, all the things that we take for granted today. Nevertheless, I find it inspiring to be part of a thread that links this present moment to that time in this same space. I feel a sacred sense of community that binds you and me to the group of people who formed this church 179 years ago. Do you ever get that same sense when you sit in these pews, listen to the organ or the Nashua flute choir, meditate in the quiet murmur of the congregation on a Sunday morning? After I was asked and agreed to serve as president, John Sanders, I believe it was, asked me why I would want to serve as president after having held the same position at the UU Church in Dallas, where Lori, my wife, and I attended before moving here. The flip answer might be I'm a glutton for punishment or someone who enjoys holding the reins of power. But I believe the serious answer to that question, and why I have been deeply involved in UU churches the past 20 years, is that I'm an institutionalist. By that, I mean, I believe in the good that can come from people banding together in service to a higher purpose. People who rally around a common vision. People who yearn to live their lives contributing to something beyond themselves. An ideal that is more than what any one of us could achieve by ourselves. There are many causes in the world, too many. In my case, I seem to have adopted a personal mission to nurture the development and health of UU churches. It's because I strongly believe that this church and our sister and brother congregations offer an empowering, open-ended, and all too rare religious faith. A faith through which each of us can grow our capacities to be enlightened individuals, acting out our values and tangibly creating a greater good in the world while we are here. A little over a year ago, Michael Durow spent a weekend meeting with many of us, gathering information about this church. The executive board had asked for his guidance as we wrestled with how to solve our over-reliance on a diminishing endowment. He recommended that we spend intentional time as a congregation discerning our purpose as a church. Michael Durow's report is on the church website in the governance area in case you want to read or reread it. In response to Mike's recommendations, the executive board spent the latter half of last year envisioning what we should be as a church community. At several points in the process, we sought dialogue with the congregation, which we integrated into a vision that was presented at the church annual meeting last June. This is also on the church website. So to relate the difference that this church makes in my life, I'd like to share my own vision of this vision, my personal view of the church today and in the future. In crafting a statement of purpose, the executive board recognized that the church plays five roles in our lives and the life of the larger community. The first of these is worship and spiritual development. All of us, I feel safe in saying, have a yearning to understand and connect with the deeper meaning of life, to explore those questions of why that we muse during the quiet moments or when we face a major life challenge. This church is here to support our search for meaning, not by providing answers, but insights and suggestions of paths that we may wish to explore. As the poet Rainer Maria Rilke said, "Live your questions now, and perhaps even without knowing it, you will live along some distant future into your answers." The church strives to provide an environment where we are free and encouraged to explore and develop our beliefs. This is an ongoing process throughout our lives, just as the cycle of the seasons. And while we must make our own individual decisions, it's enabling to do so within a community of seekers. For those with children, an equally compelling reason to be here is for their religious education. How do we raise spiritually healthy children? Children who grow into adulthood prepared to embark upon their own searches for meaning and life's truths, who enter adulthood knowing that their religious journeys will continue throughout their lives, that revelation is not sealed, but is the continuing fermenting of old wisdom and new discovery. How do we empower our children with this perspective and some tools to explore and question? And how do we do this for ourselves as adults so we can shape and refine our own belief systems? Is religious education not another reason we are here as a church community? The third element of our church's mission is community, and there are several dimensions to this. Let's begin with our own community, those of us who participate in the life of the church, whether we attend Sunday services, work on a committee, teach our children in religious education, or perhaps are no longer active after being involved for many years. Each of us, I believe, has a desire to be part of a community where we are recognized and accepted, where we can grow and develop with the encouragement of others, where our joys can be magnified through celebration with others, where our sorrows can be divided through the concern and comfort of others. Each of us hopes to be part of such a community. Collectively, I think a church is the best place to form such a community. And collectively as a congregation, we aspire to create that type of community for all those who come here. To do so, though, each of us as individuals must weave a portion of the interconnected web to create the full tapestry. We must welcome to be welcoming. We must care to be caring. Yogi Berra made the same point, but much more humorously, when he said, "Always go to other people's funerals. Otherwise, they won't go to yours." There's also a community outside these walls, and we collectively act as a positive force for good within this larger community. Through our personal involvement and financial contributions, we seek to redress the imperfections of our society, to achieve justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, and a world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, as our UU principles affirm. This congregation has a strong commitment to social outreach, and we exercise that commitment through our Sunday outreach collections and involvement in projects such as the Dental Connection and the quilts the children are creating for Camp Sunshine. As Winston Churchill said, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." As a church, we seek to live out that statement. This vision sounds pretty good so far, doesn't it? Would it surprise you, as it does me, that Thomas Jefferson's prediction that, quote, "There is not a young man now living in the United States who will not die a Unitarian," unquote, has not come to pass? Jefferson's statement is from a letter he wrote in 1822, which explains why the language isn't inclusive. And incidentally, that was only 4 years before this church was formed. Jefferson's comment indicates a larger challenge we face: how to communicate our vision to those who are not already here, and then make a place in these pews for those who respond. So there's a third community that we need to tend to, that of our own Unitarian Universalist Association and the congregations that comprise it. We do this in part by contributing funds to the UUA and the New Hampshire-Vermont district. Unfortunately, for the past couple of years, given our financial situation, we've given less than the fair share that we've been asked to do. However, we also serve as a teaching congregation and have been blessed by the presence and development of Emily Burr and Jackie Clement, who received their preliminary fellowship at last year's General Assembly and are now UU ministers. So that's my vision of our vision, why we are here, what we aspire to be. As I have met and worked with many of you since I joined the church 7 years ago, and seeing your hopeful and committed faces every Sunday as I do these announcements, I have come to strongly believe that we have the potential to live out this vision of a religious community, one that supports and affirms us, one that nurtures our search for meaning, one that helps to enable and empower our sense of mission to do good in the community, from the neighborhood to the world. To manifestly realize this vision, the words that the executive board presented at the annual meeting last June requires the commitment of each of us, doing what we can when we can. This is not just my vision. It's not just the executive board's vision, nor just Steve Eddington's vision. It must be our vision, because this is your church, your community, where you can act out your vision for the purpose of your own life. The Reverend Rebecca Parker, who is president of the Star King School for the Ministry, one of our UU seminaries, captured this idea quite eloquently. You must answer this question: what will you do with your gifts? Choose to bless the world. The choice to bless the world can take you into solitude, to search for the sources of power and grace, native wisdom, healing, and liberation. More, the choice will draw you into community, the endeavor shared, the heritage passed on, the companionship of struggle, the importance of keeping faith, the life of ritual and praise, the comfort of human friendship, the company of earth, its chorus of life welcoming you. None of us alone can save the world. Together, that is another possibility waiting. May we find the individual courage and collective will to reach for the potential we have been given. Let us endeavor to save the world. Amen.